Earlier this month, President Obama signed the FOIA Improvement Act, and this update to the Freedom of Information Act mandates a presumption of openness, and it adds new appeal rights for citizens whose requests are denied. That's welcome news to reporters and other frequent FOIA requesters, but it means contractors may have to work harder to protect their proprietary information. That's according to John Byrd, a partner at the law firm Wiley Rhine. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about what those FOIA updates mean to vendors.
There's sort of this inherent tension when it comes to the Freedom of Information Act and the role that government contractors play. On one hand, you've got FOIA's public policy interest of promoting an open and a transparent government. It's the for the people, by the people concept. And I think the FOIA Improvement Act of 2016 really goes right to the heart of that, codifying this presumption of openness. But on the other hand, you've got the government contractors and the fact that when the government enters the market as a buyer, it's got to respect this equally strong public policy behind respecting the corporate trade secrets and the proprietary information that the contractors provide the government in the capacity as the government participating in the marketplace. And so from a process perspective, the Freedom of Information Act requires the government to provide a contractor who has initially furnished information to the government that may be responsive to a FOIA request. The Act requires the government to provide the contractor notice of the FOIA request and an opportunity to review the information that has been identified as being prospectively responsive to the request and to identify any information that may be subject to any of the enumerated exemptions to release under the Freedom of Information Act. And typically, for government contractors, that exemption is going to be what we refer to as the B4 exemption, but it's for proprietary trade secret information that is contains proprietary business information of the contractor. And so typically what will happen is the contractor has an opportunity to review that information, identify the specific proprietary information or trade secret information that it believes should be exempt from release, and then we'll have an opportunity to provide either the contracting officer or the FOIA representative within the agency with an analysis of that information, an analysis of why an exemption should apply, and also an articulation of the competitive harm that may befall the contractor if that information is released into the public.
And so what changes under the FOIA Improvement Act and its stronger presumptions toward openness?
Well, I think that it certainly increases the burden on contractors to fight their own fight. I don't think that contractors anymore should anticipate that either contracting officers or FOIA officers working for the government are going to be the ones leading the charge to protect information that is proprietary to the contractor and may be exempt from release. The new FOIA Act creates this new presumption of openness, and it actually requires the FOIA officer, before invoking an exemption from release, to actually make a determination that the exemption would harm an interest protected by that exemption. So it places an affirmative obligation on the government to make a determination that invoking the exemption would actually protect some other harm. And so the contractor is going to have to carry more of the water, if you will, in helping to explain and articulate what exemption does apply, why it applies, and more importantly, why there's going to be potentially significant competitive harm unless the government exempts specific information from release. So I'm not so sure that it creates a new burden on the contractors, but I think it increases the burden that they have always carried and places contractors at greater risk if they are not going to affirmatively carry that burden in the first place.
Right. And in your blog post, you highlight an interesting situation this creates in the Justice Department, where they're effectively supposed to advocate for disclosure. And so that's another force pushing toward openness. But at the same time, they're the agency in charge of defending federal agencies from FOIA lawsuits. So what's your understanding of how that's going to work? I mean, is there going to be an Office of Justice Information Services firewalled off from the division of DOJ that handles litigation? How's that going to play, do you know?
Well, I think it's interesting how the act creates multiple levels of potential administrative reviews for an agency determination that, yes, a FOIA exemption does apply in cases where the FOIA requester wants to challenge that determination. The way that things exist now, where a FOIA requester makes a request that is either denied or is only partially fulfilled because there is an applicable exemption, typically the requester has to effectively pursue a FOIA case in federal district court. So the act imposes at least two formal levels of administrative review, and then it also puts DOJ in this role as a de facto third level review. And you're right, DOJ is responsible for defending the government in these cases, but the act requires DOJ to report to Congress the steps that it is taking to work with agencies, to compel agencies to adhere to the act's principles of openness and the presumption of openness that the FOIA Improvement Act of 2016 imposes. So it's not clear to me yet what specific policies or procedures DOJ is going to put in place to implement this requirement, but it does signal a shift that in addition to simply defending agency decisions, DOJ is going to operate almost in sort of a de facto impartial third party in some cases, where they may be reviewing these determinations, and short of making the decision or taking actions to defend the litigation, they may also be acting as sort of an adult in the room, if you will, in cases where they think an agency may have taken an overly broad or an overly aggressive position on an exemption.
And is there anything a contractor can do up front to make sure whatever information they are turning over to the government under some kind of contractual agreement, that any trade secrets in there are ironclad, protected against disclosure? Does a non-disclosure agreement do it, or are there other legal means you could take?
Well, we always recommend that contractors scrupulously mark information that they are submitting to the government, whether it's in a proposal or as part of a contract deliverable, that they are identifying information on the front end that they believe to be either trade secret information or business proprietary information, and that they religiously adhere to their internal processes and procedures for marking data, marking documents, because that oftentimes is sort of the first marker to folks within the agency that they've got contractor information and they need to be careful in how they handle it and if and how they disclose that information. So I think that is the first and the best step. And then contractors are also entitled to benefit from other, you know, the FOIA exemptions are their statutory exemptions, but they also often implement other statutory restrictions on the release of contractor information. So for example, bidder proposal information is exempt from release, not only under FOIA, but FOIA implements another statutory restriction in the Procurement Integrity Act. So it's important for contractors to be able to leverage the interplay between the FOIA exemptions and other statutory restrictions that might apply, and to identify where those other statutory restrictions on disclosure and dissemination may apply in the front end before they even submit information to the government.
As I understand it, Congress didn't actually allocate any new money to implement the FOIA Improvement Act. And I think some folks out there in, let's call them the FOIA requester community, are skeptical that there's actually going to be any change because of that. Do they have a point, or is a lot of this presumption toward openness not dependent on additional appropriations?
Well, I would not anticipate additional appropriations or additional money to be needed at the first level of review. For that FOIA officer who is making a determination, the initial determination about whether an exemption applies, and now is being put in a position to have to make this new determination that disclosure would harm an interest protected by an exemption, the information were released, there's no additional money that's going to be required to make that determination. I think the place where more money may come into play is in implementing these additional layers of administrative review. It's not clear to me now what the volume of these administrative appeals might be. Is it going to be one in 10 FOIA requests? Will it be one in 100? I don't think we have any good data at this point that gives us a sense of sort of what that scope and magnitude is going to be. And if it turns out that this appeals process is going to kind of overwhelm agencies, well, then it may take some time for the processes agencies are actually able to implement to catch up to the new procedures that the statute mandates. And that may take time and money.
That's John Byrd, a partner at the law firm Wiley Rhine, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Read Byrd's commentary on the latest updates to FOIA and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.